Hi everyone, you're here with Alexander Defoe on Awaken Your Higher Mind. I hope you tuned in last week to listen to the interview with Robert Bruce, where we talked about core energy and the nature of energy through the human body and how this relates to spirituality and awakening certain spiritual abilities. In this radio show, we'll talk about the chakras specifically and two of the chakras and how you can work with them. We'll talk about the heart chakra and the third eye chakra. And the third eye chakra especially is one that a lot of people are interested in because it revolves around these concepts of being able to have clairvoyant visions, to gain insights from your higher self, and to tap into your intuition. And these are really interesting experiences to have through the energy body, through the chakras. So what we'll talk about first is the heart chakra, however, which is kind of our connection to our deeper being. It's that connection to your true self, so to speak. And I think it's really important to talk about this chakra because a lot of people in our society live through the lower chakras, as opposed to really opening their consciousness up to the heart chakra and to the higher chakras of intuition and insight, rather than just living through their heads and trying to live by only reasoning things out logically and not really opening themselves up to that higher level of creativity and insight. And this is where it really begins, from the fourth chakra or the heart chakra. And I personally believe that many people now are kind of moving into heart chakra consciousness and away from the solar plexus chakra consciousness, which is the center of the self or the center of the ego. And it's interesting because you can find throughout history, certain societies and certain civilizations have been dominated by particular energy streams and particular metaphysical energy that kind of permeated that entire culture and every element of it. So if you look at really prehistoric, pre-ancient type of civilizations, like the Aborigines, where there wasn't much of a structure of civilization. It was only about survival, kind of moving around the tribe. We can really kind of begin to see this from a base chakra perspective, which is the very first chakra, and all about kind of the foundation, survival, and just looking after the physical self, nurturing the physical self. And this, may have occurred for 40, 50,000 years or more before people actually began moving into more complex civilizations and more complex societies. And then we find societies kind of being dominated by the second chakra, the navel chakra, which is less to do with the physical self and more to do with the emotional self. When we consider just experiencing life and just reacting to life through the emotions, for example, you can see a reflection of this, really kind of vivid kind of battles and wars throughout ancient civilization and even into the Middle Ages. It's really like colored by quite violent wars, and there's not much kind of logic there or sense of civility there when we look back at that time. This very much relates to the nature of the second chakra, and its nature is very much volatile and kind of just that emotional energy. And then when we move in kind of more towards where our society is presently in the modern age, we kind of see a transformation to this mind consciousness where everything is about accumulating knowledge, the information age and kind of really thinking things through. But it's also created an age of kind of self-indulgence because people are becoming more and more kind of concentrated on that concept of ego and accumulating more and more material possessions and just building up things around the ego rather than kind of moving up in consciousness. But I think it's quite a natural progression as we evolve, as an energy body evolves, for us to move into the next level of consciousness, the heart chakra consciousness, where we act more intuitively rather than through the mind, and kind of realize that there's that higher self element. There's not just the ego, and you know, our purpose isn't just to build up the ego, which a lot of people, I think, have kind of come to believe. You know, we just have to build up that sense of self and self-image, whereas there's actually a lot more than that that we can be experiencing. And what we usually find when looking at the chakras is that there is a negative side and a positive side to all experiences that we can have with the energy of the chakras. And I mean, we can look back on these experiences and see kind of the base chakra as that core, looking after our core physical self. And the navel, the second chakra, as the emotional self. And the solar plexus chakra as the kind of center of the ego, our mental concept of ourselves. But we can also see these as balanced or as unbalanced, because we can be really like overly emotional and only respond from like kind of a navel perspective and react very emotionally to everything first before thinking it over. Or we can be, too indulgent in the self, and then the solar plexus chakra becomes out of balance, as another example. And this can occur, you know, with any of the chakras. And it was interesting last week when we spoke to Robert Bruce, he mentioned that gaining a complete balance of your energy, balancing like every element of your energy body, is really important rather than focusing only on one chakra. So even though it might be important, you know, to work with the third eye and to activate the third eye energy, some people do kind of get lost and find one focus more appealing than others, and this can really debalance the energy in their energy body, so to speak. The reason that I'm talking about the heart chakra here is also that not only that I think it's a natural progression, that a lot of people are awakening to this chakra, I think it's also a great balancing point. Because if you think about the human heart, it pumps blood around the body. In my experience, much like this, when you pump energy around the body, so to speak, by focusing on the heart chakra, what you tend to find is that your overall energy, you know, in your body can increase when you focus on the energy here. Whereas if you focus, you know, on the energy only in the lower part of your body or in the upper part of your body, it's not necessarily going to kind of flow down or flow up, and you might kind of burn out that part of your energy, so to speak. You know, I've heard about quite a few times about people only focusing on one chakra, and it seems like the energy everywhere else in their body has become kind of like a bit stagnant. When it comes to this one chakra, it's really overactive in a manner of speaking. But when we talk about the chakras in general, there's something that we have been so out of tune with. Like, you know, generally, like most people don't generally feel the energy flowing through their body, that when we do work towards reactivating or reawakening to that connection, it can be important to, you know, focus on all areas of the energy body rather than neglecting some. And I found that focusing on the heart chakra can be a great start, because it's this really powerful energy right in the middle, like right in the middle of the chest, that you could expand outwards and to fill the entire energy body. So each of the chakras, they have their own specific qualities. Like we talked briefly about the third eye, it allows you to have certain visions and to see things more clearly, to see situations more clearly than with the physical eyes, so to speak. When we talk about the heart chakra, some of the particular attributes that we can discuss are being able to really kind of see people, connect with them on a soul level rather than an ego level. So what this really involves is not necessarily seeing their higher self or greater self, but it's more to do with feeling. Whereas you can contrast this with the third eye, you would actually, see things and clarity, whereas the heart chakra is more like an intuitive knowing. And this is really interesting because we can kind of realize that through working with the heart chakra, that we are more than just the self or just the ego. And this can be quite a useful tool for people that are just mentally reasoning out concepts in spirituality, like that there's more than physical self or the ego. Kind of reasoning these things out, you still remain in the mind. What we're doing with the heart chakra meditation is, and heart chakra energy work is actually moving from the mind into the heart. So you're no longer actually thinking at all and just feeling that deeper part of yourself. And obviously, when we awaken to a certain element of ourselves, whether that be a certain part of your personality or anything at all, it's much easier to see that in others too. So you might have noticed, as you begin noticing more about your own self, you find those things reflect in others too. So, I think this is really the doorway to establishing deeper connections with others using heart chakra rather than simply the relationships that are based on the ego. And when you talk about relationships that are based on the ego, a lot of them are simply based on validating, your sense of self based on the personality, based on your personality self that you've built up in this particular life, or kind of trying to build your connections around, your career or your interests, and these things that are quite elementary, rather than recognizing that sometimes it can be more useful, or you can get more out of it when you build connections rather than around the ego self, when you build them around what you really, like who you really are on a soul level, rather than simply what your personality is. It's a bit of a tricky concept to grasp, but there is a clear distinction between solar plexus consciousness and heart chakra consciousness. And it's really, like, a lot of it can come from just doing energy work and learning to recognize the subtle differences. So one basic element of this is simply placing your focus on your heart, simply kind of becoming in tune of any feelings or any sensations you have there. And a good start, I find, is simply placing your right hand over your chest for a few moments. And you may actually notice, a change, or like a change in your focus when you place your energy here. Some people also find doing visualization techniques quite effective. When you do a visualization technique, what you can actually imagine is going through each of the chakras and kind of imagining them lighting up. So I think a couple of weeks back we talked about, you know, it's a good idea to have a diagram of where the chakras are. So when you practice visualization, you can kind of, you know, even use those colors and those locations to kind of get you started. And as you focus on each of the chakras and then come back to the heart chakra, kind of try to actually allow yourself to move into that space where the heart chakra is, and allow your consciousness to enter the heart chakra, so to speak. And as you enter the heart chakra, just as intuitively as you can, notice what types of feelings you feel and what you experience here. Because many people can find that through actually visualizing themselves going through the heart chakra, they can access a different level of being. What you may find is that you can kind of walk through into a different level of energy by using this visualization. So sometimes it's a good idea to kind of ask yourself, and don't answer, you know, with the logical mind, answer just intuitively, you know, what would it look like, or what would it feel like if I was, you know, inside this energy in the heart chakra. And some people find that it's kind of like a really warm, resonating, nurturing type of energy, while others, you know, they just experience like a temple, like a visual type of experience where kind of like a really tranquil temple where everything is still and at peace. And they may see themselves sitting in the middle of this temple meditating, or just being really still when they enter the heart chakra. And it can take, you know, some time to get a practice for this, but once you are able to enter the heart chakra consciousness, you find that you can enter a different level of being, a different level of stillness than you experience in the ego. With the ego, it's always, you know, constantly trying to accumulate more energy, which is usually a rush towards trying to balance your emotional and mental energies to get, you know, what the ego wants. But basically, when you talk about, you know, this heart chakra consciousness, what you usually find is that you don't really, you know, want anything from this level. You can just be content, kind of just sitting still and just allowing yourself to be present. And this is a really kind of liberating process, because it liberates you from that hassle of constantly being involved in the mind and in the self, and trying to defend the self, because it's no longer, you know, required. It's a totally different level of consciousness. And, you know, I think this is important in terms of, in general, in society, reacting, or rather experiencing from this level of consciousness rather than from merely the ego. And, you know, what you can actually experience is a connection with others that is more intuitive rather than kind of being stuck in your head. Because you find a lot of people, when they respond from the ego or react from the ego, it's about, you know, either proving a point or having to say what they want to say, or something related to their personality concept of themselves. And as a result of this, you find a lot of conversations on an ego-based level can be really basic and superficial, on a very superficial level. Whereas when you're connecting with others on a heart chakra level, there's that different space there to be able to communicate and connect on a deeper soul level. And this is, you know, also quite a distinct feeling from merely connecting through the mind or through the solar plexus chakra, is that you don't find like you're doing it because you want something. You know, it's much the same. You find it because you just are comfortable just being in someone else's presence and allowing that to just be, rather than you're trying to want to get something out of the experience or constantly wanting to try to do something. When you think about these things, it's really about what the ego wants, rather than you know, what you want from this heart chakra consciousness. And a good practice for, you know, shifting your space of awareness, especially when in the presence of others, is to simply notice, you know, where your energy is in your body, because it might be, you know, kind of focusing on your thoughts, and that's where all your attention is flowing. And sometimes it's a good idea to take that energy away from your thinking and to put it into your, you know, into your heart. And this simply involves, you know, you could visualize it once again, or simply get a feeling for what it's like to hold that energy in your chest. Because we all have a lot of energy awareness, but if we don't focus that energy, it just tends to flow, you know, it will flow somewhere. It usually won't just be stagnant. So it tends to naturally flow to our heads and to that ego concept, which is in the solar plexus chakra, just as a result of the society we're in. We tend to naturally go to that place when interacting with others. However, you can consciously decide to shift that energy somewhere else. I believe a lot of psychics and clairvoyants simply shift their energy to their third eye and crown chakra when communicating with others, because this creates the experience of being able to see elements of a person that, you know, they can't see themselves, which may transcend the basic limits of reality that most people see. But what we're talking about here with the heart chakra is experiencing a deeper level of connection. Your aim here isn't to see something else about a person on kind of like a clairvoyant vision type level. The aim is to simply develop that genuine empathy and connection with them that transcends simply a mental or an ego-based connection. And this is, you know, one of really the great experiences that we can have with the heart chakra. And it's not something that's just limited to relationships. You know, this can be practiced with practically anyone that you encounter. And you begin to find that their consciousness and their experience of the world isn't limited to just the self or the personality. It kind of becomes a bit more difficult to make statements such as, you know, this person is kind of saying something like, you know, I don't like this person or something like that. Because you realize that you're just making a statement in regards to, you know, perhaps their ego, from the mindset of your ego. Because, you know, another factor of ego level consciousness is that sense of duality and comparison. You know, always try to compare for the purpose of, once again, attaining what we want, which might be, you know, that sense of, am I better, you know, than this person, or can I do this better, or whatever. It's always about trying to protect that concept of self, the concept of ego that you've established. So once you let go of that, and let go of that simply by focusing on your heart and really trying to hold your attention there, what you may find is that those expectations and those, that constant push and pull of energy is no longer there from that level of consciousness. And this is, you know, really important technique to learn, because it can so easily, and, you know, as I said before, can so easily go back to that ego space where we lose that genuine connection, and we lose the genuine interaction in place of simply trying to get something for ourselves and, you know, build up our own self-image and to kind of go home after a day of, you know, maybe talking to several people and just be kind of happy, you know, that we achieved something, whereas that's not really, you know, what a genuine connection is about. And this is something that you experience directly through the heart chakra. So, you know, we've spoken about the heart chakra on some level of depth and how this relates to where our consciousness is in general in society and the way that people interact in generally. You know, kind of really from that solar plexus and ego space. But we have to take that into perspective and look at, you know, the entire history of civilization and consider that, you know, this is not necessarily the norm or, you know, how things should be as they are in our society now. And just recognizing that things are constantly moving in a certain direction and changing. And, you know, it's a pretty theoretical kind of idea that we're all moving towards this heart chakra consciousness. However, I think, you know, from observing societies and civilizations in general, you can kind of speculate the direction that people may be moving towards. I think it's easy to kind of get lost in our experiences through the chakras rather than recognizing that it's all a process. And I think this process is very much reflected in, you know, in societies as much as individuals. So what we'll talk about next is the third eye chakra. And this chakra is right between your eyebrows, just maybe a centimeter, half an inch above where the middle of your eyebrows would be. And this chakra attracts a lot of interest because, you know, as I mentioned earlier, there can be, you know, a lot of demand for psychics and kind of people who can access other dimensions of consciousness. And, you know, just generally, you know, what I found in our society is that people are more likely to want to seek out, and, you know, this might be my own bias, but I found people are more likely to seek out someone who can kind of tell them their psychic future or destiny more than probably someone who could help them connect with others more sincerely, like on through a heart chakra level. I believe like the latter is a lot more important, but there's a real kind of like buzz towards certain, you know, psychic readings and trying to figure out, you know, our future, or it might be just the whole entertainment value of the process that people put value in. But this is certainly a really interesting area, you know, like people who can read auras and so forth. I think one of the mistakes we can make is believing that certain people can do these things while others can't, and, you know, they must have really special talent. Whereas, you know, as we spoke about last week with Robert Bruce, it's just a matter of developing our energy awareness, and we can all, you know, activate these abilities, like gaining, you know, information through clairvoyance and through being able to see auras. And we're all actually capable of this because it's, you know, a natural function of the energy body. Certain people may just already be open to that energy, but it's not, you know, something that, certainly not something that's off limits. However, the reason I talked about, you know, the heart chakra first, and another reason at least, is because when you focus the energy here, it can also expand the energy in the other chakras. And I found that when you work with the third eye, sometimes it can be difficult to accumulate a lot of energy there when you haven't developed the lower chakras and your awareness of the energy through the lower levels. And actually when you have kind of developed your awareness through the heart chakra and through other centers, what you will find is that the sensations in the third eye can be a lot stronger and you get a lot more out of the experience. Whereas a lot of people find that just when they jump into energy dynamics and try to activate their third eye awareness, they might, you know, kind of really have to force that energy to flow and then end up feeling a bit unwell, have a bit of a headache afterwards, because they're really like forcing it to come, but it shouldn't be about forcing it. So if you're finding that you have to actually force some of these experiences, a good idea is to go back to the lower chakras and to build on the foundation, because you'll find that energy flows through the body upwards naturally. And the more energy you have available or active in the lower chakras, it will naturally flow to the higher chakras when you begin working with them. So what you find with the third eye is, you know, as I mentioned earlier, this greater connection to our higher selves, you know, greater level of insight. This can be contrasted with the accumulation of knowledge in our society, contrast with a sense of, you know, insight and wisdom. When you consider the relationships or the differences between knowledge or intelligence and insight, you can see quite clearly that one is simply about accumulating information, whereas the other is about actually clearly being able to see something, which has really nothing to do with simply knowledge itself. It's more about that clarity. And when you say, you know, clairvoyance, it's really just a way of saying clear seeing or clear sight. And when I work with the third eye, I think it's really about removing some of the projections and illusions that we place on the world and allowing ourselves to see it very clearly. And when you do this, you find that a lot of things can open up to you, such as, you know, the energy around other people. When we talk about auras and you know, out-of-body experiences and so forth, a lot of people see these as things to attain, when in reality, these are things that are part of our reality. They're things that are, you know, quite, you know, very much in our world, and, you know, we just can't see them. But when you begin working with the third eye, you might see them, and you might say that these things are really unique, but they're not unique. It's just most people are kind of shut off from them and totally numb to realizing that they're actually there right in front of them. So a lot of this insight and clarity can actually come through just seeing reality, you know, in front of you clearly, as it is, perhaps even, you know, seeing that everything in the world is resonating with energy. Realizations like this. So when we focus on the third eye, it can be a bit easier to get a grasp for the energy there than with the heart chakra. One technique that works quite well is kind of getting a hold of a candle and making sure that the room is, you know, quite dim. So it's a good idea to practice this in the evening. You know, later tonight you might like to give this a go. It's fairly simple. What you basically do is light the candle flame and focus on the flame. And it's almost kind of like a bit of a meditation. Your aim is to just gaze in a very relaxed way at the flame for about 30 seconds or so. It doesn't have to be very long. And if you find that your eyes begin to strain, you know, just make sure you relax them a bit more, because it's not about really intensely focusing on the flame. It's just about making sure that your entire attention is in the direction of the flame at that moment. So as you focus on the flame, after about 30 seconds or so, you can actually like close your eyes, but make sure you do so very quickly. And if you quickly close your eyes, what happens is you see kind of in the back of your eyelids a reflection of this flame. Some people see kind of like an inverted color, so they'll see like a green flame or a purple flame, for example. It doesn't really matter, as long as you can kind of see that after image. And after a few seconds, it may fade away. So the aim to really kind of strengthen your focus on the third eye is to practice a few times, you know, in the evening. And after a few days, what you find is that when you sit down in the evening to practice and you close your eyes after 30 seconds or a minute or so of looking at the flame, you know, I've probably... There's not really any reason to do it longer than a minute. What you'll find is that the flame kind of stays in your field of vision with your eyes closed. And some people actually experience this flame there for, you know, 30 seconds or several minutes even, just in the back of their eyelids. It's a very vivid kind of image. And you can see quite easily that you're sitting down and doing this every evening, so it can't be just kind of like an after image. It's quite you know, easy to prove or to get a grasp. This is actually your creative energy, you know, becoming strengthened to you know, maintain this image there. And this is really the beginning of being able to more vividly visualize things and to create, you know, sharper pictures in your mind, which is one of the building blocks to clairvoyance. Because clairvoyance in itself is a very intuitive process. It just, the energy just comes through the third eye, and, you know, you already have access to it. We already have access to it. But most of us don't have the tools to download that information and to understand what it all means. So what this technique allows you to do is to strengthen the faculties of visualization in your mind. And another function that it has is to focus all your energy on this candle flame in the back of your eyelids. Because when you see this candle flame, you're actually seeing it with your third eye. You're not seeing it with the physical eyes. That energy that is actually maintaining that flame, though, you know, after the after image fades, after 10 or 20 seconds, it's actually your third eye that's seeing that. And some people experience this as an actual pressure or opening of the third eye chakra. Or even like a bit of a tingling, you know, on their forehead, some kind of sensation. And this really indicates that your awareness is on the third eye, and you are like awakening to that energy. One of the benefits of strengthening your energy awareness through practicing, you know, with the heart chakra and then moving on to the third eye, is that you can get stronger sensations in your third eye, and some people will get flashes of certain images or insights quite quickly, you know, if they've already got a strong energy there. If you haven't done much energy work before, it can take several months before you've built up, you know, these practices and be able to move energy very easily. But one indicator that your energy awareness is quite, you know, focused on the area of the third eye is actually being able to expand it to a point where your crown chakra, which is the next chakra up, and supposedly the connection to, you know, your higher self and oneness consciousness, you know, this chakra automatically activates, because what happens is the energy overflows. You know, it's so focused that it overflows into the next chakra and activates it. So I've actually found it can be a bit tricky to work with the energy on the crown chakra, because it's actually above the head. So as you can imagine, it can be a bit difficult to grasp if you're not used to metaphysical energy and realizing that it's all around you. Some of the other chakras are easy because they're permeated within your body too. But what I actually found is that sometimes it can be a bit easier using the energy in your third eye as a means to work with the higher chakra, the crown chakra, simply through kind of as a result of the energy activating in your third eye, it triggers off the energy in your crown. And you'll know when this happens because the two chakras are kind of very close to each other. And what you may find is that the energy from your forehead, if you notice kind of like a tingling or a pressure, it doesn't just remain there. It begins to kind of spread up through your scalp, and you might feel kind of like a warmth along your scalp or a bit of a pressure. And this is an indication that the energy has shifted and is no longer just present in the third eye, but is also present in the crown chakra. One of the key differences to the types of experiences and types of energy you can encounter with the crown chakra is that it's more about really like a kind of like a higher knowing than you would experience with the third eye. The third eye is about seeing reality more clearly, awakening to psychic abilities, so to speak, and being able to have visions and see auras, whereas the crown chakra is like kind of a direct link to the source of, you know, all energy or all higher energy, and your experience is pretty much unfiltered and direct. And some people describe this as kind of experiencing oneness with the universe, or not experiencing any duality at all, and just that connection without any kind of specific experience to describe that, like not a vision or anything like that, but it's just that pure state of being. And this is, you know, supposedly the most potent energy that comes from this chakra. It's really that connection to, you know, God or higher consciousness or universal consciousness, whatever you may call it. So a lot of writings and so forth, they describe this as the aim of all energy work, is to raise the energy through the chakras and to eventually open the crown chakra. And another benefit of doing this is that you also tend to find that the energy flows from the crown. It kind of permeates downwards and refreshes and re-energizes all the chakras from above your head down. So you can very much, you know, experience energy flowing down as much as you can experience energy flowing up through the body. And when you're more aware of the energy in the crown chakra, what you can actually find is that you can pull the energy from the crown chakra down into your heart, and at the same time also pull the energy up through your feet, through the lower chakras and into your heart. So this is kind of like the meeting place of both energies. And this is a really quite a useful meditation to practice too. But this is, you know, something that most people prefer doing later on. So, you know, if you tuned in last week, you would have recalled Robert Bruce talking about Kundalini energy. And Kundalini energy is kind of like a force that awakens or activates the chakras. Kundalini means coiled. So this energy is kind of coiled in the base chakra, which is the very first chakra, just below your tailbone. And what happens when we work with this energy is that it automatically begins moving through the chakras. So you don't have to kind of do specific meditations as much as simply allowing the process to happen. However, a lot of people find that focusing on specific chakras and doing meditations like we've discussed here is a good starting point. And to kind of put the energy into motion. Whereas it can be quite difficult to work with something like Kundalini energy right away when you haven't worked with any energy at all, or worked with the heart chakra or the third eye at all. But once you begin working with these types of energy, you may be more in tune with any presence of Kundalini energy in your body. And when you practice working with Kundalini, it usually begins from the very first chakra. So a meditation that works well is simply focusing on the very first chakra and even kind of visualizing the energy moving through your feet up through the first chakra. And this can really commence a process of the energy beginning to uncoil. So this really potent force, Kundalini, that lies in the base chakra begins uncoiling. And it does this with meditation. It's kind of like a co-created experience, so to speak. When you begin meditating, when you begin doing this meditation, Kundalini energy in tandem begins to uncoil and awaken and move through the chakras, and it will begin flowing upwards, usually activating the navel chakra, then the solar plexus, and the heart chakra, and so forth. And usually, people that have experienced Kundalini awakenings find that the energy in these experiences can be a lot more intense and a more vivid experience than simply meditating on one of the chakras. However, I find it can still be quite useful to learn about the different chakras and how to work with them, because these are really things that we can bring into our lives, as opposed to simply doing a meditation for the purpose of having this experience in meditation and then leaving it. I think it can be really useful to consider some of the applications of what we've talked about here in terms of talking to others, or how you really kind of live and interact with the world and experience elements of the world. So a lot of this is about actually practically applying it rather than simply limiting yourself to meditation and then going back. A lot of people, they find themselves limiting to meditation and then going back simply to that ego level or solar plexus level consciousness for the rest of the day, and then only half an hour or an hour or so of meditation. What I found is that it can actually be really useful to maintain that space where you can maintain that space in your heart chakra to avoid slipping into that automatic response of the ego. If you haven't checked out my website yet, head over to alexdefoe.com, and what you'll find there is that I'm still running weekly classes on energy awareness, and where I talk about how you can use some of the practical applications of energy dynamics, and more topics like we've talked about today. But I focus these classes in a way that you can interact with others in the group. It's a much more interactive environment than simply discussing these things in the context of a radio show. And I'm also in the process of developing some techniques, some formal techniques for activating clairvoyance and learning how to work with specific faculties of some of the chakras, like the third eye chakra. And they're very much based on meditations like using a candle flame to strengthen your ability to visualize, and a few others that work quite well for being able to reawaken elements of the mind that we've kind of neglected, simply because of that over-focus on the ego and over-focus on thinking rather than feeling and getting in tune with your real inner self. So I'll certainly be posting some stuff up about these topics in the next few weeks or so. And next week we'll talk a bit more about energy dynamics and really the nature of the mind and how the mind has been conditioned to kind of really not be in tune with energy, and how we can recognize that this is occurring and recenter our energy, and to kind of be able to teach others to do the same, because it's so much more about than simply learning a meditation and then forgetting about it or practicing it once a day, once a week. This is something that we can really use to bring into greater awareness and to really show others and illustrate that energy is a part of every element of life, and we can use this energy. We don't have to be limited to simply the limitations and the beliefs and ideas that are currently present in our reality, because the understanding that we can gain for activating the energy body and the astral body is far greater than any understanding we'll be able to gain simply by accumulating knowledge and accumulating information and this technical evolution. And I think a lot of people are realizing that the more technology and knowledge and information we begin accumulating, the more there's kind of a gap and a lacking for wisdom and intuition and insight. And no matter how much energy we keep putting into gathering knowledge and trying to acquire as much as possible, I don't think this will ever replace genuine growth and evolution of awareness. That awareness that actually comes from recognizing that there's more than simply the logical mind or the ego to fuel. There will be a point, I think, where it's not just going to be a minority of people who believe that the ego, this is the whole point of, trying to build up the ego and being as successful as possible in terms of the ego in modern society. And more people will begin to recognize that this is simply not true, and by reflecting and just kind of becoming aware to this, you can see just how not untrue it is. Because in reality, we are not, limited to the ego, and our experience of consciousness is not, it's not like limited to that box of perspectives and beliefs that are often found in the ego. So thank you for listening. I hope you tune in next time. Have a great week.